William Morrow and Harper Audio present End of Story, a novel by A.J. Finn, performed by Helen Laser. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains citations from the book. For Jennifer Joel and Felicity Blunt. Aye. And even in genteel families, in high families, in great families, you have no idea what games go on. Bleak House. Tuesday, June 23rd. In a moment they'll find her. Find her where she floats, fingers splayed wide in the marbling water, hair spread like a Japanese fan. Fish glide beneath it, push through it, skate along the line of her body. The filter hums, the pond simmers, shimmers. She trembles on the surface. Fog prowled the ground earlier this morning, San Francisco swirl, velvet thick and chill. But now the last of it burns off, and the courtyard basks in light. Paving stones, sundial, a chorus line of daffodils. And the pond, that perfect circle sunk near the wall of the house, with its glowing fish, its lily pads like stars. In a moment, a scream will crack the air. Until then, all is silent and all is still, except for the shiver of the water and the slow traffic of the koi and the ripple of her corpse. Across the courtyard, the French window opens, sun sliding off glass. A breath, then that scream. They've found her. 6 days earlier, Wednesday, June 17th. 1.
You like mysteries?
Nikki cuts her eyes to the rearview mirror. The cabbie is squinting at her through lenses round and thick as shot glasses.
Looks like you're reading a mystery there,
he rasps. The car coasts over a pothole, shudders beneath them. She brandishes the paperback. Agatha Christie, Murder in Mesopotamia. The man fancies a chat, and Nikki aims to please. Cabbing must be a lonely gig.
You smoke?
No, sir.
Good.
Poking a cigarette between his teeth.
Too pretty to die young.
He sparks it with a bashed Zippo, and Nikki taps the window switch. White air spills in cool and damp, swamping the back seat. She presses the switch again to a half inch up top and tilts her head toward the glass, sees herself twinned there. Lashes spiky with mascara, gloss glinting on her lips. She isn't too pretty. She knows this, doesn't much care. The cab jolts, her bag jumps to the floor.
I think you clipped the curb there.
Yeah, well.
Glaring at the windshield.
Surprised they were landing planes. Miracle you touched down.
For Nikki, who is not a flyer born, it's always a miracle when she touches down. She peers past him into a stagnant tide of evening fog, lustrous as pearl in the headlights.
June gloom. Bet you don't get weather like this back east.
Nope. Back east. It sounds impossibly distant. Mythical. He grunts, satisfied, then bats the turn signal as they hug a corner and surge uphill. Nikki gropes at her seatbelt.
Mysteries, I was saying.
Smoke chugging from his mouth, roiling in the cold air.
Lots of mysteries in San Francisco. You heard of the Zodiac?
They never caught him.
They never, yeah.
He scowls in the rear view. Nikki shuts up. It's his city, his story.
He's our Jack the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?